I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's fall production is Leipzig by Wendy Graf. It'll be directed by Jenny McKnight, a professor of practice in acting and directing at IU. And our guests are Columbus actress Jan Lucas, who plays an older woman who descends into Alzheimer's, and Bloomington actress Suzanne Lang-Foder, who's her daughter and who's beginning to wonder about some of the devastating effects of her mother's secret past. The show opens on October 25th, plays the 25th, 27th, and November 1st and 3rd at 7:30. There's also a matinee on October 28th. By the way, Talkback on opening night will actually feature the playwright, and that's Wendy Graf. Jan, you're actually playing a woman older than yourself who descends into Alzheimer's, and I'm curious about how an actor portrays a person kind of losing their memory.
Well, it's an interesting conundrum because I am, of course, as an actor, following the script and staying very focused, but also inhabiting a person who has really lost her focus. I think, like a lot of people my age, we are experiencing Alzheimer's. It's all around us. And in-laws both passed away this past year, one from the effects of Alzheimer's. And it just seems to be everywhere I turn. So it's not a disease I'm unfamiliar with. And I have drawn quite a bit on my experience with that in terms of some of the physicality that I use in this character. You know, you use the term descending into Alzheimer's, and that is certainly true. But also there's some ascending because there's revealing of truth and kind of an opening for you, for my daughter.
Wow. Suzanne, you play her daughter, and you've been raised a devout Catholic, and not only are you dealing with the Alzheimer's, but you're dealing with a secret past that your mother is revealing through chanting in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because when we first worked on the play, we talked about identity being a big theme, that there are these small parts of the play that faith, religion, culture, this disease, family dynamic that feeds into each character's identity. My mother's disease actually unlocks these secrets, and I'm able to rummage through these drawers that I always felt were hidden. As we feel in family, there's something unsaid, or there's something that's, I don't know the whole picture. And her disease and what she begins to share, because she can't hold on any longer to this truth she's created for herself, it causes this flood of information that Helen has always felt in her life but couldn't articulate. And Helen, she's a journalist by trade, so she uses that natural career momentum to piece together the fabric of her family and her history.
Now, at the same time that she's piecing together, that she's taking real facts and working with them, she seems to have created a bit of an alter ego. That's in the person in the story, Caleb Curtis, who plays a glib Jesus.
Yes, he is my very best imaginary friend. So he has humor, he has wit, he is her corner of the world where she can work out what's happening with family. He came into her life when she was very young, so he's a very creative, humorous, imaginative character that would not be your typical Jesus.
Exactly. And also his through line to Judaism is key, you know.
Yes.
So it's a lovely thread that comes out as he says, some of your best friends are Jews.
Yes. And
actors Suzanne Lang-Foder and Jan Lucas, who play the daughter and the mother in this family. The Rose Fire Bay will be the site for Leipzig. Opens on October 25th, continues on the 27th, and November 1st and 3rd in evening performances at 7:30, and October 28th at 3. Talkback on the first evening, on the 25th, will feature the playwright Wendy Graf. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.